Moments away from kicking off Impossible Trivia, playing for the Air Supply 4-pack of tickets. That starts in 15 minutes. Dean and Raj, Houston's Eagle, mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of shower and high of 75.
All right, let's do the birthday scam. We're going to call this guy and say that his dog impregnated our dog. And we're going to demand payment.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kevin?
Yes, it is.
Hey,
okay,
Kevin. Yeah, it's John, your neighbor. How's it going?
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm fine, except we got a problem. I'm pretty sure your dog has impregnated our dog, and now she's expecting puppies, so we have a problem with that.
How do you know it's my dog?
Well, because he gets into our yard. You know, he's done that a few times under the fence back there. We've talked about it. I know my wife has talked to your wife about it.
My wife hasn't mentioned anything to me about this before.
She may tonight. I don't know, but that's why I'm calling. We're looking at, obviously, vet bills, which I would like you to pay.
Why would I pay your dog's vet bills? If your dog got pregnant, it's
your dog.
There's no way to actually prove that my dog is...
Well, there is.
...gotten your dog pregnant.
There's
a lot of dogs
in
the neighborhood, and your dog's always in the backyard.
The issue is your dog gets out. Our dog does not.
I mean, if your dog is in heat, you've got to, and you don't want your dog to get pregnant, you should get your dog.
Our dog stays in the yard. It's perfectly safe if your dog doesn't.
Well, if your dog is in heat, your dog is essentially ringing a dinner bell for any other dog to come and from the neighborhood. I mean, it's.
You shaming her? What is this?
She's kind of, you know.
She's a dog.
Kind of animal nature. It's not animal nature when a female dog goes into heat.
I understand the nature.
All the male dogs in the neighborhood are called.
If you want to do a DNA test, you can pay for that, too.
I'm not going to pay for any of this. I don't think it's not my fault that your dog got pregnant.
And here's the bigger issue, not to mention potential earnings. Our dog is a purebred, and yours is a mutt. These mutt puppies are worthless.
I would be then entitled to any profits that would come from your...
Well, they're not going to be worth anything. They're mutt puppies.
Mutt puppies are always healthier and happier than purebred dogs.
All right, I'm not going to debate dogs with you. I know all about dogs, okay? What we need to do is come to an agreement about when you're going to pay for this vet. I'm going to take him in next week.
Look, I'm not paying for this dog. Your dog got pregnant.
Don't force me to do something extreme here. I'm trying to be neighborly.
You can't prove.
I mean, your dog impregnated our dog. You know, maybe I should come over and visit your wife.
Excuse me?
Put a baby in her.
I'm going to kick your ass if you even insinuate something like that again. John, I know where you live. I will walk down the street
you
and
know where
beat
I
the
live.
Ever-loving shit out of you if you even say something like that again.
You have no idea where I live. This is Dean and Raj, and Candace is the one who put us up to this. It's the birthday scam.
I was just thinking to myself that this birthday has gotten off to a really bad start.
Well, I hope it gets better for you. It's your wife's fault. And tell her we called, and we hope you have a happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out some way to get back at her.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.